Moussi Refuge from Satan the Cursed, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, and connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through recitation of the Holy Book of Quran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "In reciting the Holy Book of Quran lies a profound connection with Allah. Each verse embodies His words, providing guidance and illumination in our lives." Well, Imam Khomeini's assertion about profound connection with Allah through the recitation of the Holy Book of Quran resonates deeply within our Shia beliefs. The Holy Book of Quran is not just a holy text, but the ultimate source of divine guidance, embodying the words of Allah that illuminates the path of righteousness. This encapsulates in the verse of the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوى ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات. Indeed, this Quran guides to that which is most suitable and gives good tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds. Surah Al-Isra, verse number 9. This verse highlights the Quran's role as a guide for believers, emphasizing its capacity to lead them towards what is beneficial and righteous. The Holy Book of Quran is often linked with Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This belief is supported by narrations such as the Hadith of Thaqalayn, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "I leave among you two precious things, the Book of Allah and my progeny, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. If you adhere to both, you will never go astray." This connection underscores the Quran's importance as a guiding force, complemented by teachings and interpretations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
Moreover, the act of reciting the Holy Book of Quran is viewed as an act of worship that brings the believer closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As stated in the Holy Book of Quran again, Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. And we have certainly made the Quran easy to remember. So is there anyone who will remember? Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 17. Thank you very much for listening to us. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say.